broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Hey, the week's moving right along. Thursday, April 20th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. Beautiful morning outside. Cannot beat it. And I hear it's going to be a pretty beautiful day today. Now, I do not look at the weather on a daily basis. Now, I hear, though, the next 3 days are not going to be all that great. But today... Oh, yeah, you know, I just got a signal. Now, here's a sign. I just got a signal, as I was saying, that temperatures are going to start dropping. So, yeah, I think today's probably it for doing things outside and having a good time. But, well, what can you do? Let's see here. What's on the agenda here today? Oh, you know what? When I was reading the date there, 420. Now, I don't know how many of you know what that means, but today's a very popular day for a lot of people, and, you know, I don't know. Celebratory, I guess. So I guess if you're celebrating 420, enjoy yourself. You know what's great about this morning? As I was telling you yesterday, I had a lot of stuff going on yesterday. And actually got it all done. And I get a chance to talk about it this morning. Because this week, to be honest with you, I love doing this show. I always love getting in front of this microphone every morning. It doesn't matter the circumstance. I always enjoy it because I like being with you people out there who are listening. And the truth of the matter is that this week has been a little... What do I want to say? It's been a little... I don't know... Bumpy days, maybe? Well, today there are no bumps. Today's nothing but happiness, and maybe that's a reflection of the weather. And I get to do a lot of things I normally don't get to do, so I'm happy to do that. First thing I want to do right off the top, we had a little contretemps on the show yesterday, which maybe speaks to the rockiness of the week, in which we were talking about the city's bond rating. Now, I'm just going to read this again because maybe you weren't listening yesterday and maybe you haven't heard the news. And I think it's important that people know this news. And a lot of people don't get the Marion Star anymore. So here it is, and it impacts the city. Catastrophic is the term that both Marion Auditor Miranda McGinnis and Mayor Scott Schertzer used to describe the news that S&P Global Ratings has withdrawn the city's bond rating. The action will have an effect on the city's ability to borrow money and obtain federal grants. McGinnis informed the Marion City Council Finance Committee about the action during Monday's meeting. Previously, S&P had downgraded the city's bond rating from AA to BB in the wake of the city's 2020 audit report, which was not completed until May 2022. The Ohio Auditor of State's Local Government Services conducted the 2020 audit, which uncovered numerous issues and detained three filings for recovery, two of which involved former city auditor Robert Landon and Kelly Carr. The city's 2021 financial audit was supposed to have been submitted to the Federal Adult Clearinghouse by September 30th, 2022, but that did not happen, only adding to Marion's woes. Late last week, I was notified that S&P did withdraw our bond rating, McGinnis said. With everything being left uncompleted at this point, this was expected. Obviously, it's not a good turn of events, but we have to plan to come out of it. McGinnis said that according to documentation, well, I'm not going to go through all that, but basically the big quotes came from Mayor Schertzer. Make no mistake, this is catastrophic, Schertzer said. there's only one more catastrophic thing that could happen, and that's that the Ohio's auditor of state comes in and runs our books. Council needs to understand how bad this is. Does it jeopardize future capital projects? Absolutely. So now we have to look at a secondary market. We have to look at other options. And then there was another quote in here that we got into yesterday from Miranda McGinnis, and here it is. One thing I did want to note as well is that this is a result of 22 months with Robert Landon was in office. Little to no action while he was in office was taken, McGinnis said. The bank reconciliations are a big part of that. If the bank reconciliations had been done, this could have been avoided. The majority of the problems with why we're being so held up right now is the inaccurate record keeping under Landon's administration. If we had had the records in an appropriate place and the appropriate orders, we wouldn't be in such a problem. The amount of digging my staff and I have had to do to get this completed has led to delays and incompletion of the city's financial audits. So that's the whole story. That's the thing from Miranda McGinnis and Mayor Schertzer. But yesterday, we did go through that story. It was a breaking news story yesterday. And the little contretemps that we got into on the air was we had a caller call in hour number two, and she was worried that the mayoral candidates have no experience in city government. And a lot of this issue with the auditor is being linked back to his inexperience in city government. So the caller was just a little worried about the mayor's qualifications. Coming up, the mayor who will be elected, Glenn Kobel, Sue McGowan, or Bill Collins. Now, Sue happened to be listening, and I appreciate that Sue listens and hope she's out there listening this morning. But Sue heard this call come in, and she called in, which is perfectly fine. We never turned down a phone call. And she was talking about how she was going to be qualified to do her job should she win the position of mayor of Marion in her primary in May and then the election in November. And we got into a little bit of a spirited debate. And I think, I don't even want to say it was a debate. It was really more of an impromptu interview. But during that interview, she asked me a question about something. I don't even remember what it was, to be honest. I think it had something to do with the Parks Department. And I just said, you know, Sue, I'm not running for mayor. This is not, you know, I'm not going to be mayor. Now, I can ask the questions when the mayor comes back on. But, you know, I really don't need to know these things unless they directly impact me, and I don't live in the city. So, the point being, I think people thought it got a little hot under the collar yesterday, and it really didn't. And I just want people to know that Sue, and I don't think she would mind me saying this, sent me a very nice letter almost immediately after we went off the air yesterday, and it's fine. So, what seemed like maybe a little bit of a bumpy, impromptu conversation yesterday was not bad at all. And I think, you know, it's nice that Sue called in and tried to answer the lady's questions. It's better than me trying to answer the questions. Let's put it that way. 23 minutes past the hour. Okay, that's where we're starting this morning. So just wanted to clear all that up. Do you ever notice I spend about the first 15 minutes every morning clearing up what happened the day before? Hope you're having a nice, beautiful morning out there this morning with all the sunshine. Okay. Oh, today could be a very exciting day for me because I think I said this yesterday. I ordered a new chair, and it was supposed to be delivered Tuesday night, but I did not get the call until it was too late, and then they wanted to deliver it yesterday, but I knew I had plans last night, so there's a good possibility that it might be delivered today. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good that I might have a new chair by tomorrow morning. Now, I don't want to say that because I don't want to jinx it, but maybe I'll get the new chair tonight. And it's one of those big It's not a love seat, and it's not a regular chair, but it's got the reclining bottom on it, and more than one person can sit in the chair, and it's leather. And so I'm happy to hopefully see that show up in the very near future. But as I was saying yesterday, I've got to get rid of some of my furniture. I got to get rid of the love seat that I have in my living room. There's a recliner I've been wanting to get rid of. I think I have two couches I need to get rid of, a television I need to get rid of. And one of our great listeners, who I hope's out there this morning, Linda, sent me a message yesterday and said she'd been cleaning out her mom's house, and Habitat for Humanity has been coming out and getting some things. So I'm going to try Habitat for Humanity. But I wish I could just get rid of some of this stuff a lot easier, and people could have it, or they could take it to the dump and make money. I don't know. Do they pay you at the dump for stuff like that? I don't really know. But it'd be nice to get rid of it in somewhat of a short order, considering I do think that the chair is going to show up tonight. Now, also Linda sent me a message yesterday about looking for somebody to mow a lawn. Because last year I came on and I said, I need somebody to mow a lawn. And I ended up with somebody mowing my lawn, but to be honest with you, I'm not really sure if they're still doing it or not. I have not spoke with them in probably 6 months. So I hope they still mow lawns, or I'll be coming back to you asking for people who mow lawns at a reasonable price. Because the thing about my yard is it's very, very, very tiny, and there are no fences. And I just can't see paying these huge amounts of money to people who do, like, landscaping and things like that. I mean, you certainly don't need a riding mower for my yard. It's very, very tiny, and there are no obstacles in it, like fences, that you have to mow around and weed eat around those things. There just isn't anything like that. So being the thrifty person that I am, hopefully I can find a thrifty person to do the mowing, or I might have to break down and just ask if somebody has a mower. That's what we might end up with before the, because I wouldn't mind mowing the yard. You know, I've mowed yards in my life. Now, last year, I probably wouldn't have been out mowing a lawn, but if I had a mower, I might go out and mow the lawn. So if anybody's getting rid of a mower, a nice push mower, hey, I might be in the neighborhood for something like that. Okay, so that's the new chair. Now here's the nice stuff I get to say, and I don't get to do this very often. So I told you yesterday that yesterday was going to be a busy day. There was going to be a lot of stuff going on, and I had hoped that it was all going to go well. I thought it would all go well. I thought it was all planned out good. And if it did, I would come back today and I would tell you if it went well or it went not so well. Well, it went well. And here's the story that I'll get to tell. Yesterday afternoon, I went to Harding, which I do every afternoon, to be a part of the program that I'm involved with over there every day, which is a lot of fun. Always have a lot of fun with that. And from time to time, we have guest speakers. We've had Mary Ellen Withrow this year. We've had Buckeye Guy this year. We've also done projects like Planted a Tree. We do a lot of things, Christmas parties, things like that. So, Easter egg hunt. We did an Easter egg hunt recently. Yesterday, the idea was to bring President Harding, and you've heard President Harding on this station before, was to bring President Harding to Harding and let him speak to the kids for an hour and take questions and so on and so forth. Well, we decided this very early in the week. This had been an idea we had been talking about, but we really just finalized it on Monday. Well, then the question came, we want to have food for the kids, because every time we do something like this, any kind of event, we usually try to have food, whether it's candy. When Mary Ellen came in, we made her waffles. I don't remember if we had anything when Buckeye Guy was in at Christmas time or not. I don't know if we had food or not. I think we did, because I think we passed out food as prizes. Oh, in the Easter egg hunt, we gave prizes to kids from businesses that had donated things. So there's always some kind of food component. So the idea came up on Monday because one of President Harding's favorite meals was hot dogs and beer. Now, obviously, we're not going to give kids beer, but we certainly can give them root beer, or as they say in Kentucky, root beer. And we thought, okay, let's give them root beer and a hot dog. Okay, so we're going to do that. Well, how are we going to do that? Is somebody going to go out and buy root beer? Is somebody going to go out and buy hot dogs? How are we going to cook these hot dogs at school? We really don't have access to the kitchen. How are we going to do all this in short order on Wednesday, which was yesterday, for President Harding? Well, I'll tell you what. As many of you know, Michelle, who is the owner of Stewart's Root Beer, Marion's longest-running restaurant in town, is a friend of mine, has been a friend of mine now for several years, one of the nicest people you will ever want to meet, one of the kindest people you will ever want to meet. Also a good friend of Abby's, because in the afternoon I'm over at the school with Abby. She's a good friend of Abby's. I think Abby would say exactly the same thing of her, one of the nicest people you would ever want to meet, personable, the whole spiel. Well, we thought, well, let's contact Michelle. And I think Abby came up with this idea. Let's contact Michelle and see if we can get the hot dogs and root beer there. It is the root beer stand. And the call was, now remember, this is just Monday. This is just 48 hours before we're going to do it. And we need like 20 hot dogs and 20 root beers in the middle of the day, because that's how, you know, we had quite a few kids and adults in the room. So the call was placed, and Michelle, without hesitating, said, sure, absolutely, I'll do that. Matter of fact, I think she volunteered before we even called her. I think we were just talking about what we were going to serve the kids, and I think she just volunteered it up. I don't even think we had to ask. Now, here's the point of this. Michelle, she did this, you know, and this is her business, by the way, obviously. She did all this and didn't ask for anything. Didn't ask for a thing. She just did it. And she sent cups. She sent straws. She sent ketchup. And not only did she do that, but she sent me a large diet root beer, just because she knows I like the diet root beer over there. Now, this is a friend. This is somebody you can call in a pinch. And, you know, sometimes I get on here and I talk about friendships and I talk about relationships and I talk about the people in our life, some people being toxic, some people kind of bringing us down a little bit. And then there are these people who just go out of their way to do nice things. And Michelle absolutely did that. Did not want any credit. She'd probably be embarrassed if she knew I was talking about this right now. She did not want any credit for this. She just did it. And boy, I just can't thank her enough. I know everybody in the program thanks her for what she did. And by the way, she didn't just send hot dogs. She sent foot-long hot dogs. So the kids really got filled up yesterday. Every kid got a foot-long hot dog with ketchup on it and a root beer from Stewart's Root Beer, all because of her. And trust me, it would have been very difficult for us to do anything like that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Michelle. As I continue to say, and I'm absolutely right in this, you are the best. And certainly a very, 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 very good friend. You know, when you can call a friend and know that they're going to be there in a second like that, that's a very rare commodity. So I just want you to know the type of person there who is running that. So maybe when you go out for lunch, maybe when you go out for dinner with your family, hey, why don't you go over to Stewart's Root Beer, a real business that supports people and kids and friends in this community. You know, I think it's important that you support businesses that are run by really good people. Not that you wouldn't go there anyway, because they just have good food. And by the way, if you go over, say, hey, thank you for what you did for the kids over at Harding. So thank you, Michelle. That's the first part of it. Now, we had the hot dogs, we had the ketchup, we had the root beer, so that was fitting of President Harding. President Harding came in. I got to thank President Harding. He showed up right on time. He spoke to the kids. He took questions. He did the whole thing. And I'll tell you what was interesting about the President Harding speech. You know, kids, high school kids, you know, do they pay much attention to that? Do they not? I really don't know. But when his speech was over, before he got out of the room, several of the kids wanted to go over and get their picture taken with President Harding. And to be honest with you, I think that's a very, very, very good sign that things went well. So people got their picture taken with President Harding. He was very accommodating. And I did even hear some of the teachers remark that they learned things. Because this Harding man is just very thorough. So we thank him for all he does. Now, the teachers who take part in this program, some of the best, I don't even know what to say about them. They are good people. And to be honest with you, they have become friends. They started out as teachers. They became co-workers. They are co-workers. But they're really friends. I really like talking to them. We've talked about things other than just school. It was kind of funny yesterday because when I was going out the door, one of the teachers came over and we just had a little conversation about a private conversation about something that had nothing to do with school. But I thought, you know, it's because we're friends. They're just good people. And if anybody says teachers don't care and teachers are not there for your kids, well, I can show you four off the top of my head that certainly do that, and they do it every day, every single day. They're there for these kids when they don't have to be. Nobody's holding them hostage. But, boy, my admiration and respect is certainly in their category. So don't lump teachers all together. These four are really at the top of their game. And then, of course, there's Abby. Now, I kid her mercilessly. And here's the thing about it. This week, because President Harding came, and I have a little bit of an association with President Harding, I had kidded her all week in front of people. I took no prisoners in kidding her this week about how, I got President Harding there and I got all the food there and, I was running the show and stuff like this and saying it in front of the other teachers and, you know, just having a good time being myself. But the truth of the matter is, and it's good that I get to say this in public, I posted it on social media, is that without her, it wouldn't have happened. I mean, let's just be honest. Without her, it wouldn't have happened because she helped set things up at Stewart's Root Beer. She works another job during the day. She went to Stewart's Root Beer on her way to the school. She picked up all the stuff, the jugs of root beer, the cups, the straws, the foot-long hot dogs, the ketchup. She made sure they were kept warm in a nice bag. She thought that far ahead to think about that. I would have never thought about that. Now, maybe that's just me, but she did think about that. Then she brought them over to the school. Very short notice. She only had I don't even know if she had a half hour in between places to get this all done. Then she gets to the school. She carries all this stuff down the hallway because from the door to our area is not just inside the door. You don't just walk in. Carried all this stuff in, got it all ready to serve, poured the root beer, got the cups ready, got the foot-long hot dogs ready, got the ketchup ready, served them to the kids, sat there, took the pictures so we could document everything that was going on yesterday for the program. She cleaned up afterwards, and, you know, it made me think yesterday as I was watching all this go on that she really is somebody who cares. Now, I've said this before, And care to me sounds like such a generic word for what she does, because she really puts her foot out there, puts her neck out there, and goes above and beyond every day to make sure people's lives are better. And she needs to be commended for that in a public way, so that's what we're doing today. She just did great. And I called her the glue of the program because, to be honest with you, I argue with her all the time. And like I say, I kid her all the time. But the truth of the matter is that if she were not there, things would not run as smoothly and a lot of the things that we do would not get done. Period. And it happens over and over and over. She goes above and beyond. There's nothing in her job description that says she has to do any of this stuff. But she does it. And sometimes I throw her into it. I don't know if that's good of me, but sometimes I say, hey, you know, we need to get this, 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 and this. And you know what? She might complain a little, but she gets it. She gets it, and it's always there, and it's never late. And when you work with somebody like that, that's very special. And that we still able to have the relationship where we can argue and nobody gets a hurt feeling, and that's important. So to her, you know, my Cubs cap is off to you for being the glue of a program that presented a great program yesterday, and honestly does it each and every day of the week, all year round. So it was just fun. It was just fun. I guess that's what I want to convey yesterday afternoon. It's hectic when you're doing something like that. It's a little stressful because you want it to run on time. You want it to come off okay. But in the end, it's just fun. It's just fun. So there you go. That was yesterday afternoon. Now, I got a little story to tell about last night. Okay, we did a taping last night for a new, it really is kind of a television show, but I guess it's a, what do they call a web? I guess it's a web series is what they call it. And this is the new project I've been talking about. The program is going to be called Between You and Me. And it will run 1 hour every week. There will be a new episode every week. Now, essentially, what this program will be myself. Now, Abby is going to moderate this show when we get it fully up and running here. And then there's either going to be one or two other people part of the show. Not really sure yet. We might even try people out to see how well they fit in with us, because chemistry is important when doing a show like that. But all that being said, pay attention because those episodes are going to start coming out in very short order, and I hope you watch them and I hope you enjoy them. Now, the point of last night is that we decided to tape the first episode last night. Now, here's what happened. I'm not going to fill this story in exactly correctly, but, you know, if you watch the episode when it comes out tomorrow, you'll kind of get the idea of what's going to happen. But Abby read a book, I think about 4 or 5 months ago, about a lady who gives advice. And this book really appealed to her for whatever reason. She liked the story of the woman. She liked the story of giving advice. And that's kind of where that was. Now, back then, her and I had talked about having her come on the radio and give advice. And at that time, I had asked for questions. And we got quite a few questions. I don't know if I ever counted them, but we did get quite a few questions. And she was busy, and things were going on, so we never got together to answer these questions. Well, her and I decided, I think late last week, early this week, that, hey, why don't we make the advice section part of this new show, Between You and Me? Okay, that sounded like a good idea. So last night, essentially, the episode that we taped was her and I, me at the desk, her in the chair, doing an hour, having her answer these advice questions. And then when we move on and add other people to the show, maybe she'll answer 3 or 4 questions a week. But last night, we went through, boy, I don't know how many questions we went through last night. We went through quite a few. So, let me tell you this, because, boy, I'll tell you, it must be an allergy morning. Let me tell you this. I have been in broadcasting quite a while now, and I have worked with a lot of people who were very seasoned in broadcasting, and I have worked with a lot of people who were not broadcasters, but we put them on the air. Now, some were good, and some were not so good, and I shall not mention the names. They probably don't care anyway. And that's a sign that they probably should not have been on the air, that they don't care, but there you go. Now, let me tell you something about Abby. Last night when we filmed this thing, it was beautiful outside. First beautiful night we had this week. I mean, it was 70 degrees and sunny, and we're inside in a dark studio with no lighting, outside light, for an hour taping these things. Okay, that's the first thing. She's a little iffy on how it went last night, but I think that's just her modesty. We went through and answered all these advice questions an hour, and the first thing I noticed about this was, I said, you know, this is going by very fast. You know, sometimes you do an hour show and you think, my goodness, this hour seems like 6 hours. This hour flew right by. And I said, ooh, that's because when something flies right by, you know it's going well. There's some kind of ping to it. It's working really well. And when you're a part of something like that, you can feel it in the room. You can feel, boy, this is really, really good. This is going really, really well. And when it was over, I really thought there, I thought, man, that was good. Because a few months ago, we had actually taped something that did not turn out so great. Now, it really had nothing to do with Abby. I think it was just the group of people we had together at that time. It didn't turn out great, and it never aired. And, you know, that was not a good day. And you knew it when you were doing it that it was not going to turn out great. Last night, I knew that that was going to turn out great. And it's funny because after Abby left, she had to go do some things. I said to Sean, who was running the camera and doing the sound, because he actually gets to watch the show. You know, it's kind of odd when you're in the show. Her and I were in the show. We were on camera. Sean was doing the camera work and the still photography. And I said, how do you think that went? And he said, that was good. That was good. That's just about as good as anything you're going to get. And her advice was very good. And she did not know any of the questions, by the way, that were coming down the pike last night. And I said, I felt the same way. I felt that was really good. I felt that felt good. I don't think we're going to have to do any editing on it except putting it together. I just felt it was very good. So I sent her a message, and I said, hey, I think we hit a home run. And Abby has a hard time taking a compliment, believe it or not. And she said, I don't know. You know, I felt I was a little shaky, and I don't know how well it actually turned out. I'll be interested to see it. Well, I can tell you, I've thought about it since last night, that it is a home run. If Sean felt that way, and I felt that way, because trust me, there have been tapings where we looked at each other after it was over and said, well, that was interesting. Nothing interesting about last night. So I was trying to think to myself, now, why did that turn out that well? You know, I have had this experience with other people, or heard this experience from other people is what I should say, that when you're doing something creative, and I consider television and radio to be creative ventures, when you're doing something creative, you know when it's good. You just get a feeling. And like if you're making a good movie or you're making a good television series or you're doing a good radio program or you've written a good article, you know it's good before you ever show it to anybody. And that's exactly how I feel. And I thought, well, why was that so good? What in the world made that so good? And I thought about it, and here's the answer that I came up with. A lot of people who I have worked with who are not from the broadcast industry, I don't think really get broadcasting. Now, they might show up on the air, and they might do an okay job, but they don't really get it. They don't really get that you got to keep the conversation going. They don't really get that you got to show up for the show. They don't really get that it is a show, that you got to try to be as entertaining as possible. Not that you have to be dishonest. You just want to be entertaining. And she gets it. And I'll tell you the moment last night where I knew she got it. And it was at the very end. And I don't even think I've told her this yet. At the very end of the show, we were getting ready to wrap it up. And we are on a time schedule. You know, the camera shuts off at a certain point. We're getting close to the end of the hour. And I said, thank you, Abby. This has been a lot of fun. And we're going to do more of these. There'll be one out every week. And I hope you watch this, so on and so forth. And I turned to her and I said, say goodnight, Abby. And she said, goodnight, Abby. Now, of course, that's the old George Burns thing. You know, say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie. We never planned it. We never talked about it. It was just there. And it was the perfect way to end that segment last night. So, you know, she just gets it. She's a talented person. And I believe this show is going to have a very, very long and prosperous run, the Between You and Me program, because of her. And I would not be surprised if, I don't know how advice is done now. I don't know if it's done on the internet. I don't know if it's done in newspapers still. I don't really know how that's done. But I would not be surprised if you see her on a local, state, or national level doing something like this, because she really's got it. And I knew that last night. And she does have a presence, to be honest with you, when it comes to giving advice. And that's what you want. You want somebody with gravitas who's giving you advice. So, again, my hat's off to her for that taping last night. And I'll be excited when people can take a look at that and watch it as it continues on down the road. But what a talented person to be around and work with, and there you go. So I don't know if she's listening to this this morning, but if she is, she's probably saying, why are you saying this nice stuff about me? But it's the truth. I can be mean to her all day long, and I have been. I'm not going to deny it. I have said things to her that, sometimes you wonder, hey, is she going to take that okay? Well, you know what? She's a very unique person, and I knew from the first time I met her that I liked her as a human being. I still like her today, and I'm glad that she's there and a part of the life, because she does make things fun. And there's something I could tell you about last night, but I'm not going to tell you about it. But yeah, maybe I'll save it for one day. But anyway, the point that this brings me to. Well, hold on. Let me get this in first. Now, here's something. Now, I've said all this nice stuff about her, and now I got to bring this up. So, the studio we shoot in, much like all television studios, is not the most beautiful thing in the world. Now, the backdrop and the set you see look great when you see them in pictures, when you see them on television. I mean, they look like $1,000. But really what the room looks like for the people sitting in it, it's tables. It's windows covered up with blankets. It's usually a storage room for stuff that goes on the set, like Christmas decorations and things like that, and old televisions that maybe you used to use. And in our case, there are old records on the floor. Well, Abby was commenting on this stuff. And by the way, you never see this stuff when you're watching the program. She was commenting on this stuff. And I just thought she was being funny about the whole thing. So, I don't know when this exactly happened, but this morning I get up and I'm having a little conversation with her on social media, and she sends me a video that she took of kind of our mess in the room, which you can't see on television or video. She had taken her cell phone out at one point and took a picture of our junk. Now, isn't that the most horrible thing you've ever heard in your life? She was espionage yesterday. She did a little espionage number. I said, I'm going to have to turn her into the federal government. She, my goodness gracious, she took pictures of stuff in our room that's off limits, off the camera. So, you know, I guess with all good, a little darkness must fall. But it was a video. Did I say a picture? It was a video. A video of all the junk on the floor. Okay. So that's what happened yesterday, and I cannot wait for you to see the episode, because you're going to find out something that I have always known, and is that this girl's got talent. This girl's got talent, and this girl knows what she's doing. And my Cubs cap is off to her. Yesterday could not have, well, you know what? She just wrote a nasty thing to me. Isn't that the way? She said, just leaving proof in case I disappear. That's what she... You know, that's actually funny. She took that video just in case the bodies start to disappear. People will know what happened. No, but the point is, when you see the video, you're going to know what I know. She can have a thought that it wasn't great last night as far as her performance. But you know what? The performance was great. And as I said a long time ago during one of the compliments of the day, if you're in her life, you're very lucky to be in her life, because she does have a presence and spreads a lot of good things. And she made the show better last night. It was all her. It was not me. I was just there moderating. I had nothing to do with it. She did it all on her own. She pulled her own bag. And I will not be surprised if she is a big, big star one day. And I know she doesn't necessarily want to be a star, but some people just are. They just are, and you can't help it. So, Abby, my goodness, this is a gush morning. Normally, I don't gush like this, but I was just so impressed yesterday that, you know, some mornings you just got to gush. And it goes back to that whole thing about, why are we always saying negative things about people? Why can't we tell them the positive things? Why do we have to wait for people to die or retire before we say something nice about them? Let's say something nice about them in the morning, and just remember that when this show becomes a hit, and when she becomes a huge success, because she's a great writer, that I told you so. Because that's what I'm going to say. I told you so. Now, 57 minutes past the hour, what does this bring us all to? Our compliment of the day, oddly enough, ironically enough. Now, today is a compliment I used a long time ago. I don't know if she'll remember this, but I used this compliment for Abby a long time ago, probably when we first met, and I have not said it since. But I was reminded of it last night after doing that taping and having the afternoon with her doing the Harding event. And the compliment is very simple here as we're wrapping up this hour, talking about the events of yesterday. And, you know, the compliment of the day is, I try to come up with something nice every day to say about Abby right now. I think we're up to 8 or 9. But here's the compliment. I've said it before. I'll probably say it again. But it certainly holds true today that even with my eyes closed, I would know that she's a beautiful person. And that's the truth. So there you go. Can you gush any more this morning? Probably not. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We got 2 minutes before the break, 740-751-4038. You know, I think I should write that down, because I think that's kind of poetry. Even with my eyes closed, I'd know she was a beautiful person. Think about that. Think about what that means. And that's the end of that story. 740-751-4038. So, I guess what I should say is, yesterday was a great day. And I think today will be a lot of fun, too. Weather's nice. Springtime. Hey, doesn't get any better than that, does it? And we got trivia next hour. and heaven knows what else we'll run into next hour to talk about. I think we've pretty well went around the block here on my day yesterday. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers left on the old trivia question, businesses on the east side of town, then we'll give a prize. All right, we're down to the last minute this hour. You know, I guess the best thing I can say is pick the people in your life wisely. And with people like Michelle and people like Abby and people like Sean and people at school, the teachers, and people like that, if you pick the right people, you're bound to be a happy person. And you know what? Today, I am a very happy and lucky person because of the people in my life. Back in 15 minutes, don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?